Hi everyone, Dan Cassidy here. Welcome back to Top of the Morning on the UBS Conversations podcast channel. For today, our conversation will focus on considerations when it comes to options and planning around long-term care. This ties into the latest Modern Retirement Monthly publication from the UBS Chief Investment Office. Joining me here today for the conversation, two contributors to that very publication. Joining us today are Ainsley Carbone, retirement strategist, as well as Justin Waring, senior total wealth strategist from UBS CIO. With that, Ainsley, Justin, thank you for dropping by and for spending some time today with our listeners and our clients. Welcome back.
Thanks for having us.
Great to be here.
So as mentioned, our conversation today will focus on long-term care. Ainsley, maybe a good place to start, can you speak to the different types of long-term care options available and how do they vary in terms of both cost and services provided?
Absolutely. So long-term care is a type of service that is provided to someone who needs help with personal care as they're aging. As you age, for various reasons, whatever they may be, it can become difficult for some people to perform regular activities of daily living on their own, such as eating, getting dressed in the morning, bathing, or even just moving around their home. So when we're talking about long-term care, we're talking about long-term care services, which help those people who need help with those activities as they're aging. You can receive different levels of care in a few different ways, but for the purposes of this conversation and our report, we really just focused on three. So the first one would be a home health aid. So this is when someone comes into your home to provide general activity, help with general activities of daily living. So you're able to essentially age in your own home or age in place. But this is generally not a medical professional. It's just someone who comes in to help with those activities of daily living. The second type of care that we discuss is assisted living facilities. So this provides help with activities of daily living, but it's not in your home. It's in a separate place. So not only does the assisted living facility provide help with care, but it also provides those living arrangements. And it also sometimes helps people coordinate their medical care. So helping someone find an outside medical professional to come into that assisted living facility. And then the third one is a nursing home facility. So this is a place where you could go to receive continual medical care and also that help with daily living. And this is usually where someone would go if they need extensive medical care and extensive care, just getting around from day to day. Assisted living facilities and home health aids usually are the least expensive. It doesn't mean that they're cheap. The median monthly cost is about $5,000 and $6,000 respectively. The median monthly cost for a nursing home is $9,000. This is typically more expensive. The nursing home is more expensive because, again, like I said, it does provide that more extensive care. But those are just median costs that I discussed. It's so important to keep in mind that costs are going to vary significantly depending not just on the three different types of care, but how much care you'll need in those three different scenarios and also the location. So just bear in mind that when you're thinking about the different types of costs associated with the different types of care, it's important to keep in mind the location in which you'd receive that care and also how much care you'd actually need.
With that, Justin, as Ainsley had pointed out for us, a lot of considerations here. Can you speak a bit, Justin, to some of the common misconceptions about long-term care planning, and how could individuals avoid these pitfalls to better prepare for the future?
Thank you, Dan. I think one of the main misconceptions about long-term care planning is that people who don't have personal experience with someone in their family experiencing long-term care service needs, they'll just assume that they're going to stay healthy. But almost everyone who has had an experience with that, not only do they recognize the probability of needing long-term care, but it really does make the direct and indirect costs of needing long-term care services much more concrete. About 85% of households are going to need long-term care services at some point in retirement, and about 77% of retiree couples will have at least one person spending some time in a nursing home. Women also tend to outlive their spouses, so it's especially important for them to have a plan for how they want their care to be managed and paid for, since their partner will not be around to help coordinate things. Another major misconception is underestimating the potential costs. The costs that Ainsley went through before for either a home health aid or an assisted living period or a nursing home stay, they can be quite elevated, especially if you need those services for many years. So we think that a significant portion of retirees will face expenses of $100,000, while many will see expenses exceeding $500,000. So this is something that definitely needs to be planned for. And then again, in addition to the direct costs of paying for those services, it's important to bear in mind how this is going to affect your family, especially when there is no plan in place. A disproportionate share of the burden for managing and coordinating and even paying for the care of ill family members often falls onto the shoulders of the women in the family, the wives, the sisters, and the daughters. And so it's really something that you can do for your family proactively to make sure that you don't become a burden to them and that you have a plan in place and that you have a plan to pay for the services that you want. Another misconception, I think, for many families is that they think that insurance will just cover everything. But realistically, most insurance is only going to cover some long-term care costs. Even long-term care insurance is subject to annual or lifetime caps. So it's helpful for covering some of the most likely expenses, but it isn't a sort of a disaster coverage. It's not going to cover every dollar of your needs if you have a longer than expected stay in a nursing home, for example. And Medicare doesn't cover long-term care costs. In most cases, it only provides limited coverage, such as short-term rehabilitation after a hospitalization event. And then the last major misconception is that many families don't incorporate long-term care costs into their retirement plan as a goal or as an expected expense. They view it as something that there's a probability associated with, and so they don't need to set aside definite spending for it. It's something that can sort of blow up a financial plan. In our analysis, we found that for people with $1 million, an unexpected long-term care expense is responsible for about 30% of plans failing because of not incorporating these costs into the comprehensive retirement plan. And so just to recap, you know, really we want to make sure that we assess the likelihood of needing the long-term care, we assess the costs, we have a plan to cover those costs, we share that plan with our families, and regularly review our plan so that, you know, family members are up to speed on how you want your care to be provided, and to make sure that plan reflects your updated needs and goals.
So Ainsley, as Justin pointed out, a lot of considerations when it comes to planning around long-term care needs. How can individuals go about assessing their potential need for long-term care and incorporate this into their overall financial planning strategy?
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely a lot to unpack from what Justin had said, and I think the biggest thing to take home is really that there's unfortunately no way to know for certain whether or not you're going to need the care. It's difficult. It's impossible, really, to know if you'll need the care, when you'll need it, and if you do need it, for how long you'll need it. So I think sometimes people will go by what their health is today. Sometimes they'll go by what their health might be in the future. I think a lot of times people will look at what their parents experienced as kind of like a gauge for what they may need when they approach their parents' age. But again, it still will only provide an estimate. So I think it's definitely important, again, to educate yourself on the different types of care and think through what care you might want in different scenarios. I think it can also be helpful to speak to if you are part of a family where you haven't experienced a loved one needing that type of different types of long-term care, I think it can be helpful to speak to other families who you know have experienced a loved one needing care, because you can kind of learn from that experience. But I think it's just, again, important to think through the different scenarios. For instance, if you if you want to plan for needing care someday, it's important to know whether you'd want to receive the care in your home or if you'd rather move into an assisted living facility. If you do want to plan to age in place, age at your home, think about if there's anything you can do or you can change about your home today to make it easier to get around later in life when you're aging in place. And once you've thought through a few different scenarios, then you can consider looking at the cost of those types of care in your area or in whichever area you want to live later in life, and use this information as a way to assess your financial plan's ability to be able to support those expenses. The bottom line is that, unfortunately, you'll never know for certain whether you're going to need that care until you actually need it. So now is the time where it's really important to sit down as you're healthy at this point in time and sit down and think through those several scenarios and play around with your financial plan to understand if there are any gaps in your plan and really identify the different resources across your full balance sheet to identify those resources that will be able to be used if and when you need that care.
Thank you, Ainsley. So, Justin, a bit earlier you had mentioned insurance. What role do insurance products such as long-term care insurance or annuities play in financing long-term care? What should people consider when choosing these options?
Long-term care insurance is a useful tool. It can help to reduce the risk of a failure to meet all of your lifetime goals if you do experience a long-term care expense. But it isn't a perfect solution to protect investors against the worst case scenarios, as I mentioned before. So most long-term care insurance policies will come with a cap on how much they cover either each year or over your lifetime. So families will need to set aside at least some portion of their investment capital, such as assets in a health savings account or a 401k retirement account or a taxable account, just in case that those funds are needed to cover costs that exceed the coverage from insurance and annuities. With that being said, there are four main types of insurance and annuity policies that households can use to protect themselves against the risk of a long-term care event. The first is a traditional long-term care insurance policy. This is something where you pay premiums, and if there is a long-term care event while you're under coverage, you will get coverage up to a certain cap. The premiums are not, you know, refundable, essentially. This is a traditional insurance policy. And one significant and notable drawback to this strategy is that the premiums that you pay can go higher over time, even if the coverage doesn't get better over time. You know, these policies, if there are lots of other people in the country that are covered by these policies and they are using their policies often, the provider can raise the cost of premiums to try to cover themselves from the higher than expected utilization of the policies. The second strategy is a hybrid long-term care insurance policy, which provides long-term care coverage and includes a death benefit similar to life insurance. So in this case, usually the premiums paid upfront are in full or over a series of fixed installments. If the long-term care insurance rider is never used, your beneficiaries will receive a death benefit equal to the purchase price of the policy when you pass away. And death benefits tend to pass income tax free. So this is a way to meet some of your lifetime bequest goals, end of life bequest goals, as well as your covered long-term care costs. The third strategy is a permanent insurance policy with a long-term care insurance rider. So this would generally provide a larger death benefit for your heirs. And if you do experience a long-term care rider, then this policy will also help to pay for some of those expenses along the way. And the last strategy is annuity with a long-term care rider. So essentially, this annuities can provide you with a modest amount of income in retirement, potentially for the rest of your life. So let's say, for example, $20,000 a year of income. But if you experience a long-term care event, that number goes higher. So you get a greater amount of income to help cover the extra costs that you experience as a result of the long-term care event. So it may even double the amount of income that you're receiving from the annuity contract. This strategy can be helpful to protect your savings and ensure that you have the resources needed to cover the extra costs of long-term care. And also an annuity, just in general, even if you don't experience a long-term care event, can help to put some protection against market volatility and allow you to meet your lifetime goals without as much risk of needing to potentially sell your investments at a loss during a period of market drawdowns.
So as we begin to close out, Ainsley, how can families have open and effective conversations about long-term care preferences and planning to ensure that everyone is on the same page?
So our latest Modern Retirement Monthly that we're discussing today that covers long-term care costs and solutions, we wrote that report to really provide high-level education to help you understand the different types of care and what it may cost you. But it can be daunting and difficult, if not impossible, to assess what you need. But we also need to go through the process of understanding what it is that you're going to want if you do, in fact, need that care. So what we've done in the report is not only help you understand the educational aspects of long-term care costs and solutions, but this year we've included questions embedded within the report to help you personalize this information, this education for your specific scenario. So before you meet with your advisor next, we've included the questions within the report. So I encourage you to sit down and go through them with your significant other to help you think through what it is that you do want, if in fact you do need that care. And it will, I think going through this process is just going to help you articulate what it is that's most important to you when it comes to long-term care. And then once you sit down with your financial advisor and go through what your preferences are, what it is that's most important to you, and identify a plan of action if, in fact, you do need that care someday. Once you go through that with the financial advisor, share that information with your loved ones. You can use the questions within the report kind of as a guide for that conversation. And I think it's really important to do this with your loved ones because so many people go through this conversation with a financial advisor and say, you know, I'm going to just have my family members be the people who take care of me when I get older and I need that care. But it's important to think through, are you hoping your loved ones will be your care providers or your care managers? A care provider is going to be someone who's staying with you 24 hours, who's going to be helping you through those activities of daily living. But a care manager is going to be the person who oversees all the different types of care that you might need and those people who are going to be providing that care. Your care manager is managing everything about your long-term care plan. And so going through some of the different scenarios and the different roles that your loved ones will play down the road if you do, again, in fact, need that care, it's important to go through those specifics, go through those details, and share that information with your loved ones who are going to be playing a role because you want to make sure not only are they aware of it, but you also want to make sure that they're on board with it. So in short, I'd say work through the questions with your significant other, meet with your financial advisor. Once you've been able to articulate and identify a plan, then share that information with your loved ones to make sure you're all on the same page.
Well, Ainsley, Justin, thank you both again for spending some time with our listeners and our clients here today on Top of the Morning to highlight these very important considerations when it comes to long-term care options and planning. And as Ainsley pointed out, to, of course, encourage our clients to have a follow-up conversation with their UBS financial advisor on this topic. Though, Ainsley, Justin, thank you again for joining us today.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you, Dan.
Before we close out, do you want to again mention that the Modern Retirement Monthly publication, which spotlights long-term care, is now available. The publication can be found up on ubs.com/CIO. For clients of UBS, simply reach out to your UBS financial advisor if you would like to receive a copy directly. From UBS Studios, I'm Dan Cassidy. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for tuning in. Be sure to visit ubs.com/studios to view the entire UBS Studios suite of podcast channels, along with our video offerings, such as UBS Trending. You can also follow us on Instagram for content highlights at UBS Trending. UBS Studios is part of the UBS Chief Investment Office within UBS Global Wealth Management. Visit ubs.com/CIO to view the latest research.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/working with us. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.